For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. There is a new director of national intelligence, and her name is Tulsi Gabbard. Fox's Ryan Schmelz has more from Washington.
Tulsi Gabbard, once a Democrat who endorsed Bernie Sanders in 2016, didn't receive a single vote from members of her old party.
Because we simply cannot, in good conscience, trust our most classified secrets to someone who echoes Russian propaganda.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Republicans supported Gabbard's nomination to be the next director of national intelligence, saying she has the qualifications and vision to reform the intelligence community. Gabbard is a lieutenant colonel in the Army Reserve who served as a member of Congress from Hawaii from 2013 to 2021. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A Department of Government Efficiency subcommittee in the House held a hearing today to discuss cuts. Chairwoman Marjorie Taylor Greene.
This is not a Democrat problem. This is not a Republican problem. This is an American problem.
Democrats say Elon Musk, President Trump, and Republicans are doing more harm than good with cuts to agencies and programs. Republicans and others disagree. Officials in California want an extra $1 billion to help pay claims to a state-operated fire insurance program. Here's Fox's Evan Brown.
California's insurance commissioner is asking for another $1 billion from insurers who participate in the state-backed program to pay wildfire claims. The program, known as FAIR, provides fire coverage to property owners who can't secure policies in the private market. As of last week, the FAIR program received nearly 5,000 claims related to last month's giant wildfires in the Los Angeles area and has paid out more than $900 million in funds. Those fires burned through an area the size of Washington, D.C., destroying 16,000 structures. An insurance industry estimate puts the losses at close to $30 billion.
Attorneys for South Carolina and Planned Parenthood are returning to the state's highest court today to argue how restrictive the state's abortion ban should be. The law is being enforced in South Carolina as a ban on almost all abortions around 6 weeks after conception, setting that mark as the time cardiac activity starts. But Planned Parenthood and other abortion rights groups are arguing the 2023 law includes alternative definitions about the timing of a fetal heart forming and a heartbeat starting. They say the true ban should start around 9 or 10 weeks. It will likely take several months for the justices to rule. Lawmakers in New Jersey want to make cursive writing great again. AFN's Bob Kellogg tells us why.
A group of New Jersey lawmakers wants to once again teach kids how to write in cursive. Cursive was done away with because of Common Core. Former teacher Janice Krause says using cursive can actually improve student recall.
Handwritten notes give you greater recall. It's something that kind of cements things into your brain, and it activates all aspects of the brain, not just segments of it.
WABC Radio reports the goal is to have students reading and writing in cursive at least by third grade. Krause says she's not sure why cursive was done away with in the classroom.
It seems to me, having spent years teaching in the classroom, has gone through phases. They tend to like fads, you know, some word that's the kind of rallying cry for a particular year.
Some have noted that students visiting the National Archives could not read the original Declaration of Independence because it's written in cursive. I'm Bob Kellogg.
In final news, it may be hard to find sweet deals on chocolate this Valentine's Day. In fact, the cost may put a bitter taste in your mouth. The price of cocoa hit a record high of $12,646 per metric ton in December. News outlets say years of bad weather in the key cocoa-producing region of West Africa has had an impact on the price of chocolate, as well as the cocoa swollen shoot virus disease. No matter what you give this Friday, give cheerfully and give with love. And then go to AFN.net for more news and information. Thanks for listening.